Does your life change at all with whether it's Flynn or Rogers?
You know, we're working on just preparing ourselves to play this game and be in the right place, get lined up right, and do the things we need to do. We're focused on, you know, the Packer offense, and you know we know what Matt can do, which he's been exceptional. We certainly know what Aaron can do, so we know we got too much respect for Mike and his offensive staff to think that regardless of the situation, they'll be ready to play.
Okay. I'm sure you've been asked this by your guys here for a while now, but was it a difficult decision between Jay and Josh, considering how well he'd been playing?
No, you know, the decision was made right after, you know, Jay got hurt in the Detroit game, and, you know, we expressed the way we were going to handle it, and, you know, we certainly stood committed to that as a football team, as a quarterback room. I think you heard Josh's words throughout, and no, there was no change in the decision that was made. It was one that we felt was in the best interest of the team at the time.
You know, and obviously the Packers had some struggles with their backup quarterback, but just how big of a, I guess, comfort is it to have a guy who you know that, you know, if something happens that you can plug him in there and keep going?
Well, that's a good thing. You know, sometimes the most important guy on the football team can be the backup quarterback, especially, you know, when the starter goes out. And you know, I think that both teams have seen that they're resilient enough to find ways to win and to get to this point, which is an awesome opportunity for both teams.
Now, I'm curious, you know, if Green Bay does go with Rodgers this week, he'll be, you know, out for about 2 months. In Jay's case, was he rusty when he came back, or has he played so much football that he can just sort of plug your guy back in and go from there?
Well, I think it's all relative to what's going on around. I mean, Jay started the Cleveland game, and for a number of reasons, we had two turnovers early, but he also started very fast in that game and finished very strong. So, you know, everybody's different. Every time somebody comes off an injury situation, you know, things can happen in a lot of different ways. And, you know, Jay was able to withstand, some adversity early after a fast start and finish strong.
I guess what did you think of your run defense when you played Green Bay here last time? I know the stats say it was a lot of yards, but I guess how did you think you did against them?
You know, I think that, we're, you know, considered a team that, you know, has been, you know, at times moving forward and at times not doing so well. I don't know what the final stats were on it. I thought we were, you know, certainly sufficient, but, you know, we were always looking to get better, you know, and, you know, the Packers have two very, very good running backs, no doubt about it, and they've been extremely productive. So the most important thing is, you know, where are we going to be on Sunday afternoon? And, you know, we had a rough go at it last week. We thought we were ascending the previous 2 weeks, and we hope we can get that corrected and be better.
I guess I was going to ask about last week. I guess I'm assuming it's a pretty easy rebound considering what's at stake this week.
Yeah, I think that, you know, we have, you know, this year's history to go on, and we have had, you know, just like every team, weeks in adversity, and been able to bounce back, been resilient enough to bounce back. I mean, we've done it, the Packers have done it, and Philadelphia did it last week after Minnesota putting 48 on them, came back and, you know, played a very, very strong game. So, you know, our guys have done a good job of, you know, having amnesia, putting this thing behind us as quickly as we can. And they showed up, you know, Christmas Day, you know, wide-eyed, focused, and ready to go as they should be, and as they know the Packers would be as well.
I know you didn't coach Alshon last year, but I'm sure you probably watched him on film before the season started. Where has he made the big gains?
Well, I think that, you know, I didn't spend a lot of time watching him. Obviously, I evaluated him, but really the gains came in the off season. He spent time with Brandon down in Florida. Brandon, you know, taught him how to eat properly. You know, he changed his body completely. He showed him how to train at a very, very high and elite level. And then he came to the first OTA and has been, you know, as a good practice player and as hard a worker as we have on the team, very consistent. And we were just hoping that what we had seen in shorts in the OTAs and in training camp would transition to the season, and it has. He's gotten what he's deserved. He's worked very, very hard to get it done, and he's had a lot of support from his teammates as well.
As a as a passing, how helpful is it to have, you know, Jeffrey's at 6'4", Marshall's 6'4", Bennett's 6'6", just to have those big, tall targets?
Well, you know, the number one thing is in the league, you got to be able to have great technique, and you got to be able to win contested throws. And you know, we see that all the time when we watch the Packer offense, and when you watch the Bear offense, you see it as well. So, I mean, I think that's the biggest thing is guys who can find a way to win the contested throwing battle, which goes on each and every week, and it's part of its technique and part of its chemistry between and the work ethic between quarterbacks and their receivers.
We're going to talk here to Lance here in a little bit. I guess, can you just talk about his season and the challenges of the guys next to him after having him and Urlacher together for all those years?
Well, you know, Lance was off to a fast start this year, then got hurt. You know, prior to that, we lost DJ Williams, who was playing very, very well in the middle. And then it started to trickle to, Henry Melton and Nate Collins and Charles Tillman. So we've had some of that going on, certainly. And, you know, this has been a very difficult couple of months for Lance to sit back and watch his football team. He's a great communicator and a highly competitive guy. He spent his time really trying to teach and help the young guys, the young linebackers. We've got two, Jonathan Bostic and Kasim Green, both second and fourth round picks, respectively, and they were doing on the job training. And Lance was coaching to the best of his ability, but I know he's happy to be back at this point in time and have this opportunity not only for himself but for our team.
Last thing I'll let you go is that I realize you're kind of new to the robbery and all, but does it get any better than Bears Packers for a championship?
Well, I've been watching it for 50 years. You know, I grew up in Minneapolis and, you know, always watched the rivalries that went on in the NFC North at the time and the Central Division at that time. So I'm well aware of that. You don't have to be a